You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are talking guide dogs once again in our weekly Guide Dog Blogs feature. And this time we'll be talking cricket. Yes, having gone back into cricket myself recently with young Caesar being able to get a free walk out of this basically whenever I go to cricket. Also, I'm talking to someone now who takes their guide dog to cricket too. Joining me from Berkshire Stags, we've had him on before during our VI cricket season preview, Chris Wallace. How are you?
Afternoon. Good to speak to you again.
It's good to have you. So before we kind of get into, talking guide dogs and cricket, can you tell us first a bit about yourself and your guide dog, Eden?
I play for Berkshire Stags in the Southern Development League, and I play for a few other teams as well. I even harboured one. Dreams of being a professional cricketer at one years ago, but that never quite worked out. My guide dog, Eden, he joined in the middle of August last year, so we've been together nearly a year now. He's actually my first guide dog, because before that there was a break and of a couple of years, and before that my previous dog Oscar was actually an assistance dog, because I was had a lot of physical problems. I was suddenly getting over a series of strokes, and my eyesight was not as bad as it is now.
So you take Eden to cricket, is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Now, before we kind of go as to what happens in during match day, what's your preparation to take Eden to cricket? What sort of things do you take with you to make sure he's happy and okay?
I have a bag I take normally, which has got things like my cricket gear, my top and bottoms, and my wristband, and a few other bits and pieces, medical stuff, spare clothing, things like that. So it's a big backpack. But now I have to take a few extra things for Eden as well, like extra bottles of water. I always take one of his bones, I take a bone, I don't take a toy. And I take a little box of his, which actually is an old ice cream container, but it converts into a handy little water bowl for him, in which I normally put a few carrots for him, because he's very fond of carrots.
I think your Eden and my Caesar will get on, as in the fact that they both are very fond of carrots,
yes.
Especially outdoors. Caesar always gets carrots on free runs when he comes back to the whistle. Let's go to what happens in an actual cricket match. You're batting or bowling. What does Eden do? What's Eden's role in the squad?
Eden is obviously, he probably would like to field, given half the chance. He'd probably run off with the ball and we never see it again. But he has to sit with, usually in the pavilion or a sheltered area, picnic area, with all the other spectators and people who are watching. Not always, but there's usually at least a few other dogs there as well. So he knows he has to sit quietly. He doesn't always sit quietly. If there's something exciting's happened, he sometimes barks. But as long as everyone knows that, just make sure he's okay. Like I said, he's tethered on a long lead, so he's got plenty of freedom. He's usually nearly always in the shade. And just make sure he's got enough water in case he needs it, because it can get quite hot, even in the shade, for a guide dog, especially a Labrador. There's usually someone who's keeping one eye on him, and I say, I'll give him a carrot at 4 o'clock or something like that. It doesn't always, though, stay there, because there's usually no shortage of people wanting to take him for a slow walk on a long lead around the boundary, which does happen about two or three times a game. Eden loves doing that. He's always on the checkout for any moles or squirrels that are trying to interfere with play.
A good kind of a third official kind of umpire looking out for trespassers on the pitch.
Yes, if you like. He loves anything like that. He loves the day out. He knows he's going to meet plenty of extra people once he's off duty and get walks from them. And the important thing is that the people who are watching, have some experience already of guide or assistance dogs. They know not to interfere with them when they are working, when the handles are on, and they're wearing their colours. But when they're off duty, there seems to be no shortage of people to make a fuss of them, make sure they're okay, got a water bowl, or give them a nice, slow, leisurely walk. Everyone knows that he's not allowed off the lead, so they put him on a long lead, which is usually about 6 feet long. So he can plenty of time then to have a good sniff around and check for any smells of squirrels or moles and while he's walking around. I mean, once he even found a fox. Yes, there were some bushes at one end of the ground. He was sniffing in them, and this was actually in the middle. This was actually in London. A fox suddenly bolted out of the bushes with no warning.
And what happened there?
He barked at it.
Oh, is that it? Did he try to go after it?
The people he was with don't actually own a dog, but they're used to having dogs exercising or being around guide dogs. They told him very sternly he was not to chase, and he immediately calmed down. I think he was more surprised than anything.
Do you take Eden to any other kind of outdoor events or outdoor sporting events?
Yes, we do. We also have cricket training, which actually is being done down in Bristol with Gloucestershire at the moment because there's so few nets available in Berkshire. So I train with Gloucestershire, and that means we take the fast train from Reading down to Bristol and then get either a taxi or a bus to the ground, which fortunately I know where it is and it's quite easy to get to. And Eden knows where he is now, so we don't have to ask anyone. Eden knows which stop to get off at or where the taxi driver's taking us.
Have you ever taken Eden to a cricket match where you were kind of in the crowd as a spectator?
I haven't done that yet with him. I did do it with my previous dog, but I haven't had the opportunity to do it yet with him. But as we are talking in the future of Stags maybe going to a few proper games like down the Rose Bowl down at Southampton, there is every possibility that this might happen. And he's a spectator in the crowd with me for the entire afternoon.
Well, there you go. If you are a cricketer and you were wondering whether you can take your guide dog to cricket and get them to go out and about a bit, well, you can. And they will definitely enjoy it as long as you do it safely, have plenty of water, and definitely in the shade. Or if you're my guide dog, he likes to purposefully put himself in the sun and then wonder why he's hot for some reason. Thank you for that, Chris. Chris Wallace from Berkshire Stags. Thank you for
Thanks.
joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Anytime.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.